This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. As Russian forces continue pounding Ukrainian cities, international organizations are pleading for the war to end. The Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As Russian forces continue pounding Ukrainian cities, international organizations are pleading for the war to end. From the UN,
Ukraine is on fire,
and the International Committee of the Red Cross,
nothing short of a nightmare.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Director General Robert Mardini.
The country is being decimated.
It is really frightening.
Mardini tells the AP terrified Ukrainians are running out of food, water, medicine, shelter. They need help.
Whether a ceasefire or a combination of a ceasefire and safe evacuation of civilians is an absolute must.
The UN has recorded around 600 civilian deaths since the invasion, though the true toll is likely far higher. Millions more have fled. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A local official speaking on Ukrainian television reported Russian troops refocused their efforts to seize Kyiv Monday, firing artillery on suburban locations. Two people were killed when artillery hit a 9-story residential building in a northern district of the city early Monday, destroying apartments on several floors and igniting a fire. Meanwhile, U.S. congressional leaders have announced Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will deliver a virtual address to the U.S. Congress Wednesday. In a joint statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Zelensky will speak Wednesday to members of the House and Senate via remote video at the U.S. Capitol. This is VOA News. China is battling a serious outbreak of COVID-19 cases, leading to a travel ban from at least one hard-hit northeastern province, as well as other measures. AP's Charles De Ledesma reports.
China's battling multiple COVID-19 outbreaks. China's banned most people from leaving a coronavirus-hit northeastern province and has mobilized military reservists as the fast-spreading stealth Omicron variant fuels the country's biggest outbreak since the start of the pandemic 2 years ago. The National Health Commission has reported 1,337 locally transmitted cases in the last 24-hour period, including nearly 900 in the industrial province of Jilin. The hard-hit region has sent 7,000 reservists to help with the response, one method's using drones to carry out aerial spraying and disinfection. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
Britain's Supreme Court Monday denied WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange permission to appeal a decision to extradite him to the United States. U.S. authorities want Australian-born 50-year-old Assange to face trial on 18 counts relating to WikiLeaks' release of vast troves of confidential U.S. military records and diplomatic cables, which they say put lives in danger. In December, the High Court in London overturned a lower court's ruling, saying that Assange could not be extradited because his mental health problems meant he would be at risk of suicide. A court spokesman said the High Court judges then refused Assange permission to appeal that decision, saying the application did not raise an arguable point of law. The extradition decision will now need to be ratified by Interior Minister Priti Patel, after which Assange can try to challenge the decision by judicial review. A judicial review involves a judge examining the legitimacy of a public body's decision. Airlines canceled hundreds of flights to and from German airports Monday as security workers went on strike demanding higher wages. Security workers staged a full-day walkout at six airports, including Dusseldorf, Cologne, Bonn, and Berlin Monday, and one-day strikes have been called for other airports Tuesday, including Frankfurt and Hamburg. German Airports Association ADV said the walkout by security staff has resulted in hundreds of flight cancellations. About 660 of them were at Dusseldorf Airport, half of that airport scheduled 290 departures and arrivals. At Cologne Bonn, 94 of 136 flights were canceled, and Berlin Airport website also showed many canceled flights. Tuesday's walkout will also hit Germany's busiest airport, Frankfurt. Frankfurt handled about 2.1 million passengers last month. Reporting via remote.